Good morning. It's Tuesday, October 28th, and this is Mamoon Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, Indiana has become the latest flashpoint in America's political tug of war over redistricting. States across the country, funny you call it, from Texas to California, are redrawing congressional maps mid-decade to tilt the balance of power in Washington. President Donald Trump has urged Republican governors to redraw districts that could secure more GOP seats before the 2026 midterms. Democrats are fighting back in their own states, warning that the moves undermine fair representation. With lawsuits already mounting and both parties digging in, the battle over electoral maps could shape Congress and Trump's agenda for years to come. Another news president, Donald Trump, says his recent MRI scan was perfect. The 79-year-old leader told reporters aboard Air Force One that the test was part of a routine checkup at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. His physician, Dr. Sean Barbabella, confirmed Trump remains in excellent overall health following advanced imaging and lab tests. Earlier this year, Trump was diagnosed with chronic venous insufficiency, a mild vein condition. The president, who called the results some of the best ever seen, hasn't said why he needed the scan. White House officials say it was simply part of his preventive care plan around the world. In Ankara, Britain and Turkey have inked a multi-billion dollar fighter jet deal. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan signed an $11 billion agreement for Turkey to purchase 20 Eurofighter Typhoon jets. The move strengthens defense cooperation between the NATO allies as Turkey looks to modernize its aging F-16 fleet. Officials say the jets will help Ankara bridge the gap before its homegrown KAAN fighters are ready. The deal also signals Turkey's renewed alignment with Western partners as Europe leans on Ankara to bolster security amid ongoing instability in the Middle East. Another news. The Kurdish militant group PKK has withdrawn all its forces from Turkey into northern Iraq, marking a historic step towards peace. The group, which fought a four-decade insurgency that claimed some 50,000 lives, formally renounced armed struggle earlier this year at a ceremony in Iraq's Quandil Mountains. Senior PKK leaders called the move a concrete step and urged Ankara to release jailed founder Abdullah Öcalan to solidify the process. Turkish officials hailed the withdrawal as progress, while analysts say Öcalan's potential freedom could determine the deal's future. Talks continue this week between the government and pro-Kurdish lawmakers. Another news. And in Greece, tragedy struck again in the Aegean. Four migrants drowned after their small boat capsized off the island of Lesbos on Monday. The Coast Guard said seven people were rescued, while 24 others managed to reach shore. Most of the victims were believed to be from Sudan. It's the third deadly incident in October, bringing the month's death toll to 10. Lesbos and nearby islands remain common landing points for migrants crossing from Turkey in dangerous conditions. Authorities warn that worsening weather and overcrowded boats are likely to make crossings even more perilous in the weeks ahead. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.